Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lil Nas X is blasting the BET Awards for not nominating him. Frank Ocean is coming out of hiding. And Britney Spears' fiancé Sam Asghari opens up to GQ. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Thursday, June 2nd. Baby, bet, ay, cover X, ay. The BET Awards nominations are out, and Lil Nas X isn't happy that his boy Jack Harlow, well, jacked one and he got none. Let's talk about it. Doja Cat is the top nominee for the 2022 BET Awards with six nods, like Best Female R&B Pop Artist, Best Female Hip Hop Artist, and Album of the Year for Planet Her. Ari Lennox and Drake are runners-up with four nods each. Well, Lil Nas X went off and since deleted tweets about not being nominated at all, saying, "Thank you, BET Awards, and outstanding zero nominations again. Black excellence." Replying to another user, he said, "I don't know, maybe three of the biggest songs of last year and a critically acclaimed album, I feel like that should have helped me a bit." Even Jack Harlow, who was on Lil Nas X's Hot 100 number one industry baby, "My track record's so clean, they couldn't wait to just bash me," grabbed a nod for Best Male Hip Hop Artist. Lil Nas continued on Twitter, "I just feel like black gay people have to fight to be seen in this world. Even when we make it to the top, MFers try to pretend we are invisible." Hosted by Taraji P. Henson, the 2022 BET Awards will air Sunday, June 26th on BET at 8 p.m. Eastern Time from the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. It looks like Frank Ocean is taking his talents to the big screen. According to a report, the Grammy-winning singer-songwriter wants to write and direct his own feature film. Now, this isn't the first time Ocean has tried his hand at filmmaking. In 2016, he wrote and directed Endless, a visual album released in collaboration with Apple Music. And although details of this film have been scarce, Frank and his production company, 2A, are in talks with distributor A24 to officially greenlight the project. A24 is responsible for award-winning films like Moonlight, for which Ocean wrote the foreword for the screenplay book release. For fans still waiting for an album, you might be waiting a little longer. Last September, Ocean was reportedly shopping his music to record labels as he continued working on an album, but has kept the release dates pretty tight-lipped. Sam Asghari, budding actor and Britney Spears' soon-to-be husband, has hit GQ magazine for an interview where he talked about meeting Britney on the set of her Slumber Party video and even touched on how they handle finances and their unfortunate miscarriage. On date night and those trips to Hawaii and Mexico, he said, "Trading off who pays for dinner. We don't have a joint account. I live off lettuce and rice and coffee. That comes out to like $16 a day, so I can take care of that myself." Adding, "We do travel a lot and I'm dating a girl that's very expensive. And if it was up to me, we would cut down on the traveling and stay at a much cheaper hotel. And we would probably live off of $60 a day because that's what I can afford, yeah." The couple broke the news on Instagram shortly before the interview that they had lost their baby to a miscarriage. "He's still excited to be a father," he stated. "We're positive about it. It's something that happens to a lot of people. And one beautiful thing that I heard was when the baby's ready, it'll come." Wishing the best for the couple. That's gonna do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.